LifeWire Health Soap presents Big Town.
He's all about Nightmare House. Tonight's Big Town Rocket Exposé, brought to you by LifeWire Health Soap, used in the homes of 14 million Americans. Big Town.
LifeWire Health Soap presents Big Town, the headline stories of a great city dramatically reported by Steve Wilson, fighting editor whose creed is emblazoned on the masthead of the Illustrated Press.
The power and the freedom of the press is a flaming sword. That it may be a faithful servant of all the people, use it justly, hold it high, guard it well.
Now, Steve Wilson's headline story of Nightmare House. This is not the story of an ancient mansion peopled by ghosts of the past. This is the story of Bill Barton, his wife Helen, and their new house in the suburbs of Big Town.
Doggone it.
Oh, Bill.
Huh?
Oh, never mind, darling. You mean to wash the dishes? I'm not that helpless.
Oh, maybe not, honey, but you've got a lot of things to do.
Yes, but I have all evening, and you'll be late for work if you don't hurry.
Oh, I'm almost done with what's left of these dishes. I would be, except the darn water's almost cold.
Oh, it's the heater, Bill. It's no good.
Yeah, like the whole plumbing system, the foundation, roof, and floors. We've been had, Helen.
Yes, and so has everyone else on Honeymoon Hill.
Honeymoon Hill. What a name. Nightmare Hill would be better.
Oh, but it could be a lovely house, Bill. He could only make Kane live up to his contract.
That chance of that.
Have you talked to him?
Yes, till I'm blue in the face. And so have the other owners. All we get is excuses, promises. And we're all through talking.
What are you going to do?
We're getting together. We're going to refuse to make any more payments until Kane finishes these houses according to contract. Copper pipe, waterproof cellars, put in standard appliances.
And supply doors.
Helen, do you realize that except for the storage room in the cellar, there isn't one inside door to any room in this or any other house on Honeymoon Hill?
Please, Bill, don't work yourself up,
Bill.
Oh. I know it's bad, but at least we have a roof over our heads.
Yeah, that leaks. Honeymoon Hill. Well, Kane is going to find out the honeymoon is over.
Come in the back door, Bill.
You stay put on that stool. I'll see you later.
All right. But you worry too much. The baby isn't due for a month, and I feel fine.
You stay there and keep on feeling fine.
Hello, Barton.
Oh, good evening.
I'm Parker, Kane's new agent.
Parker?
Yeah. Mind if I come in? Want to talk to you. Evening, Mrs. Barton.
Good evening.
New agent for Kane, huh? Well, I hope you'll do more about our complaints than the last one.
That's what I'm here to talk to you about.
We're all through talking to Kane.
So I hear. I understand you've got the folks up here on the hill together.
That's right.
And you're talking about not meeting your next payments on these houses.
If you want to call them houses. And it's more than just talk.
Now, look, Barton, this is serious business.
You're telling me.
You can lose this place and every cent you've sunk into it.
Not if we stick together and fight for our rights.
That's the point. Most of the folks up here won't stick with you. Just a few soreheads.
That's what you think.
Look, Barton, you're the leader of this movement. You started this, you can stop it.
I'll stop it when Kane lives up to his contract with us.
Now, look, suppose we take care of you.
Me?
I'll fix up your place.
Look, Parker, are you trying to buy me off?
No. We'll just take care of your place first.
Oh, and the rest of the folks around here can wait until the cows come home. Is that it?
What do you care as long as you get what you want?
Get out of here. You're a dirtier rat than the last one Kane sent up here. Now get out before I throw you out.
Bill, don't lose your hand.
Keep out of this, Helen. I'll settle with this rat.
Get smart, Barton. Listen to your wife or you'll lose your house.
I'll risk that before I'll sell out my neighbors. Now get out of here.
They'll sell you out.
I said get out of here.
You'll be foreclosed in a month, you dope.
Dope, am I? Get out. Hey. Tell Kane before we're through. What? He'll put him in jail.
Oh, Bill, you shouldn't have done that. They can make trouble.
Trouble? We've had nothing but trouble since we moved in. Now I'm going to make some trouble for Kane. We can't fight this thing alone.
But what can you do, Bill?
I'm telling the whole rotten story to a newspaper that fights our kind of fight. The Big Town Illustrated Press.
Steve, the
Could you spare a minute?
Sure thing, Lala. Come in.
Come on in, Mr. Barton.
Thanks, Miss Gilman.
Steve, this is Bill Barton, and he has something on a rotten racket that I think you should hear about.
Hello, Bill. Sit down. Let's have it.
Well, I haven't much time, Mr. Wilson. I work nights, and I'm late for my job, but a bunch of my neighbors need your kind of help.
It's one of the infinite variations of the housing racket, Steve.
Oh, the housing racket. That again.
Oh, I know. It's an old story, Mr. Wilson. I know it isn't news, headline stuff.
It may not be headline stuff, Bill, but it is news and important news as long as the housing shortage exists.
I'm not the only one involved in this. There are about 20 families on Honeymoon Hill, and we've all been taken.
Honeymoon Hill?
It's a development owned by a man named Kane, Steve.
What's the main trouble, Bill?
Well, Kane let us move in before the houses were finished and hasn't lived up to his contract.
Now, that's an old dodge. Are you a veteran?
No, sir, but ambulance corps driver overseas. Kane financed the whole deal and made sure he didn't sell to vets.
Another dodge to avoid the protection given ex-servicemen by the Veterans Administration. What's the immediate trouble, Bill?
Well, we've got together, threatened to withhold our next payments until Kane lives up to his contract.
Now, wait a minute. Are you acting on advice of a lawyer?
No, but we're going to hire one.
Good. You've got to fight this thing by legal means, Bill.
Well, we intend to, but Kane isn't playing it that way.
Are you the head of the group?
Sort of.
Has Kane threatened you?
Yes, with eviction. But first, Parker, his new agent, tried to bribe me.
Bribe you?
Yeah. Offered to fix up my place if I'd keep my mouth shut.
And sell out your neighbors?
Yeah. I kicked him out of the house. My wife is... Well, we're expecting a baby, and it upset her. I had to leave her alone. I'm worried.
Naturally, Bill.
Will you print the story? Will you give us a little publicity? Maybe it'll scare Kane into living up to his contract.
Of course we will, Bill, but Kane's type of operator doesn't care what's said about them once they have their hooks in the victim.
Yes, it's going to be trouble. That agent of Kane's is a rat. I wish Helen wasn't out there alone.
Don't worry. She isn't going to be alone, Bill.
But I work nights. I can't lay off and stay with her. We need the money to make our payments if we lose this fight with Kane.
You're not going to lose this fight or your home, Bill. Where do you work?
At the big town electric plant on the west side, and I'm late now.
All right, come along. You can give us the rest of the facts we need on the way to your job. Let's go, Lala.
I'm ready, Steve.
What are you going to do, Mr. Wilson?
We're going to have a heart-to-heart talk with your predatory, Mr. King.
Hey, look, Kane.
What's the matter, Parker?
You got trouble. Plenty of trouble.
Sure. That's why I hired you, Parker. You said you were good at handling trouble, so handle it.
I'll handle it, but I gotta know a few things first.
Such as what?
Are you covered if anything should just happen to happen to one of those cracker boxes up on the hill?
You mean insured?
Yeah.
Yeah, but wait a minute, Parker.
Never mind. You hired me to handle those suckers? Keep them in line, collect the installments?
Yeah, but listen...
Don't butt me around, Kane. I don't like being crossed. Now, there's only one guy going to give us any real trouble.
Who do you mean? Bill Barton?
That's right. He's lining up the others. The rest are sheep. But they'll follow him if we don't get rid of him.
Okay. Foreclose on Barton if he don't pay up tomorrow.
Ah, that'll take time. We got to get him out of there before he organizes that bunch and they get a lawyer.
Oh, yeah. That'll cost me $2,000 a unit to live up to those contracts.
Yeah. $40,000.
That'd break me.
That's why you hired me. But this is going to cost you a bonus. A big bonus.
How much?
$5,000.
$5,000?
Yeah, $5,000 if I get rid of Barton and bust up the organized squawk.
Now, wait a minute. I ain't risking any rough stuff.
There ain't going to be any rough stuff. Nobody's going to get hurt. Except one of them so-called houses. And the way I'm going to handle it will cover up a lot of your crooked building shenanigans.
Yeah. What are you going to do?
I ain't sure you ought to know.
You're my agent. I'm responsible for your acts.
Yeah. I wanted to be sure you knew that. Well, keep your mouth shut when it happens.
What's going to happen?
There's going to be a fire up on the hill.
A fire?
Yeah. Starting in Bill Barton's basement. Accident.
Wait a minute. Barton's wife ain't well. She might get trapped in that house.
Relax. I'll make sure she gets out of that cracker box. Maybe I'll even rescue her myself and earn Barton's gratitude.
You better make sure of that, Parker.
Don't worry, Kane. I don't mind a little arson, but I ain't mixing myself in a murder for $5,000 if I can help it.
All right. When are you going to pull it?
There's no time like the present, Kane. I'm going to pull it tonight.
Thus unaware that dangerous complications are in the making, Steve and Lorelei head for the suburbs to help Bill Barton. You know, some people think all soaps are the same. Not me. I always felt that Lifebuoy Health Soap got me cleaner somehow. And now I know I'm right. Because doctors have actually proved it in 820 scientific tests. Yes, after comparing the effects of daily baths with different soaps, these doctors made this amazing statement. Actually, you're cleaner, safer from B.O. when you bathe daily with Lifebuoy than when you bathe with any other leading soap. Startling, isn't it? Well, here's the explanation. Lifebuoy does more than just remove the grime and perspiration you can see. Lifebuoy is more effective than any other leading soap against the invisible dirt that can form a foothold for B.O. Lifebuoy gets you even cleaner than the eye can see. After 820 scientific tests, these doctors say that Lifebuoy's purifying ingredient makes the difference. And this same purifying ingredient actually makes Lifebuoy milder, safe even for a baby's tender skin. So enjoy a refreshing Lifebuoy bath every day. You'll like Lifebuoy's creamy, rich lather, its wonderful mildness. Get Lifebuoy right away. Now, back to Big Town and tonight's story of Nightmare House. Learning that a group of new homeowners are having trouble with the owner, Steve and Lorelei are driving to the suburbs in the cab of Harry the Loquacious Hacky.
Say, boss, Miss Kelpine.
Say it, Harry, but we hope we won't need the assistance of your trusty monkey wrench on this assignment.
Yeah, that is what you always hope, but you cannot always sometimes tell. So the offer stands as per usual.
Thanks, Harry. But hold the double negatives of doubt until we see if we can't get some positive results with a few well-chosen words of warning.
I better have those words ready, Steve. We just passed a sign saying Honeymoon Hill Development, 1 mile.
You want me to drive right up to this here now, Honeymoon Hill, boss?
Oh, Harry. Bill Barton said Kane's office is at the entrance on the highway. Stop there if you see a light.
Oh, they're going to beard the lion in his den, huh, Steve?
Let's call it meeting the jackal in his lair, Lorelei.
Coming to it, boss. That sign you said your dream house is waiting on Honeymoon Hill, time right, 500 feet. And this is it.
There's the office, Steve.
No, there's a light on. I'll get out here, Harry.
Check, boss.
You want me to go stay with Helen Barton until you come up, Steve?
Yes, Lorelei. But first, see if you can get a few of their neighbors to meet at Barton's house in half an hour.
Okay, I'll do my best. What's your plan, Steve?
To get Kane up there for a showdown. And there'll be strength in numbers. Okay, get going, Harry.
Check.
We'll meet you at Bill Barton's house.
Let's see what Mr. Kane has to say for himself. Someone is burning the midnight oil. I wonder why.
Yes, yes. Who is it? Come in.
Thank you. Mr. Kane?
Yeah? Yeah, I am. What can I do for you?
Nothing for me, Mr. Kane. But perhaps a great deal for yourself and the people who bought your houses up on Honeymoon Hill.
What do you mean? Who are you? What are you selling?
Selling? Just ideas, Mr. Kane.
Oh, an architect, huh? Well, I'm sorry, I make my own plans. Have ideas of my own.
Yes, so I hear.
What have you heard? Who are you?
I'm Steve Wilson of the Big Town Illustrated Press.
Oh, from the press. I'm sorry, I'm not buying any ads right now. All my houses are sold, and of course, when I start another development...
Quit ducking the obvious, Kane. We don't come miles out of Big Town to solicit ads in the middle of the night.
Well, who are you, and what do you want out here, then?
I'm Steve Wilson, managing editor of the press.
Editor?
Yes. And I want your side of the story that you failed to live up to your contracts with the purchasers of your houses on Honeymoon Hill.
Who told you that?
That isn't important. I want to know if it's true before I publish the story. And I'm arranging a meeting at the home of the owners.
A meeting?
Yes, where you'll have a chance to answer the charges. If you can.
Well, where is this meeting going to be?
At the home of Bill Barton in about 20 minutes.
At Barton's? 20 minutes, huh?
Yes. So what's the matter with you?
Why should that be important?
Well, nothing. I just remembered. I've got an appointment. I can't go with you.
Wait a minute, Kane. The appointment you just remembered can't be as important as this one.
Let go of me, Wilson. I've got to meet somebody.
Not so fast, Kane. That somebody wouldn't be Parker, your new agent, would it?
That's none of your business.
I'm making it my business. Parker threatened Bill Barton this evening. Where is he?
I don't know. Let go of me.
Where is he, Kane?
I want him at that meeting. He's your agent, and you're responsible for his
acts. I'm not. I don't know what he's going to do to the Barton house.
Do to the Barton house? What are you talking about? What's going to happen?
What do you know? Talk. I don't know.
No. Drop that inkstand, Kane.
Be alone. I don't... That'll hold you, Wilson. Now I gotta find Parker. I gotta stop him from setting that fire, or he'll send us both to jail.
Treetop. Be silly. It's too soon for that. Besides, there won't be any treetops. Mr. Kane didn't plant maples and... Well, that noise was in the cellar. I guess the lid must have fallen off the ash can. Maybe Mrs. Thompson's cat's gotten in the cellar again. I better go see. Let the poor thing out. I hope this light switch works. Nothing else does.
Huh, it does.
Better be careful of these steep stairs. Here, kitty, 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 kitty. Here, kitty. Are you down here in the cellar, kitty? Oh, so you're in the coal bin. Come out of here, kitty. Come on out, or I'll...
Come here.
Mr. Parker, what are you doing here?
Shut up, you little fool.
Oh, let go.
Shut up, you... Ow, try to bite me and kill you.
What are you doing here? Why have you crumpled all those newspapers?
Never mind.
Fire. Fire. You're going to start a fire.
Yes. Passed out. Faded. Now I got to go through with it. I can't let her talk. Got to keep her here. Yeah, this storage room will do it. Good thing Kane put a door on it. I'll leave her in there. Nobody will know she wasn't caught upstairs when this dump goes up in smoke.
Promise Kelpine, I make 6 homeowners we found away, and they'll be down at the Barton place in a few minutes. Should we try for some more?
No, Harry, I think that'll be enough to suit Steve's plan, and we better go tell Mrs. Barton she's going to be host to a community protest meeting.
Yeah, she'll be kind of surprised. Which place is it?
The last house on this street. You better slow down, Harry.
Yeah, some street. Bet you'll go down to the axles in mud if it rains.
Yeah, there's another of Kane's unhonored commitments. Oh, that must be the house, the white one. Pull in the drive, Harry.
Yeah. Right by the kitchen door, Miss Kilpine. And she must be home and up. There's lights burning all over the house.
I don't blame her. All alone up here in the hill, 100 yards to the nearest neighbor. I'll knock on the kitchen door.
The shades are up, but I don't see nobody.
Well, I'll try again. Maybe she's in the bedroom on the other side of the house.
Yeah, maybe. Hey, Miss Kilpine. Look at that little window down there next to the ground.
Good heavens. There's a light in the cellar, too.
Maybe she's down there fixing the finest.
Oh, golly, Harry, she's not well. She may have gone down there and fainted. Look, I'm going to try to get in. The cellar's locked.
Well, maybe there's an outside door to the cellar, Miss Kilpine.
It should be on this side.
Yeah, and folks hardly ever remember to keep them locked. Maybe we can get in that way.
There it is, Harry, down the stairs.
Well, let me go first, Miss Kilpine. I'll try the door.
Okay. Is it locked, Harry?
No, it's just stuck, I think.
Well, try it, Harry. Try to force it. I'm worried.
Yeah, something's screwy. Hey, the lights are out down here.
No, they were on a minute ago when we came down the steps. Harry, look out! Oh. Harry!
Come here, you nosy Jane.
Harry!
Come on, come on.
down. Get in there with that Barton woman. Now, I really got to get all this thing done. I got to get out of here.
Parker! Parker, wait! Wait!
Okay.
No, don't. Don't stop. Don't set a fire.
Too late. Get out of here, Kane. That fool Barton woman caught me down here.
That doesn't matter. Stop it. Everything's gone wrong.
I'll say it has. Another day when a hack driver showed up, I had to hit the guy with his shovel. He's laying over there. I think I busted his skull.
That doesn't matter. You can't set the fire now.
Why not?
A newspaper guy by the name of Wilson came to my office. He's called a meeting. The owners are all coming here in a few minutes.
So what?
I hit him with an inkstand. I knocked him out so I could get here and warn you.
Too late. I got a prison record. We got to cover this thing and the fire will do it.
No, no. We both get sent up for arson.
Arson? I've been tagged for arson before, and I'm talking about murder.
Murder?
Yes, murder. That hacky over there on the floor. I'll burn for it if the Barton dame and the other woman talk.
Where are they? What have you done to them?
Nothing but locked them in that storage closet over there. But they ain't going to talk me into the chair.
What have you got in that bucket, Parker?
Gasoline.
Gasoline?
Yeah, I'll make a torch out of this dump and nothing flat. Get out of here unless you want to stay here from now on.
No, no. You're not mixing me up in more murder to save your own hide.
Put down that coal shovel, King.
You put down that bucket of gasoline.
All right. Now, you put down that shovel. Drop it.
A gun. What are you doing carrying a gun?
I got the habit from working for dirty crooks like you. Drop that shovel or I'll drop you.
No, no, no. Listen, Parker, listen.
You fool. We got to pull it off. Now you're going to stay here with those dames and take the rap for this fire. Paper and gas. This will do it. It'll give me the time to get away from
here. No, it won't.
Hey,
Parker. Who are you? I'm a newspaper guy, your partner in crime, knocked out with an inkstand, but fortunately he only stunned me.
Well, keep away from me or I'll do more and stun you with the rest of the slugs in this gun.
All right. I'll keep away from you if you'll keep away from that bucket of gasoline.
Sure, I'll keep away from it, you nosy newsy. That's easy, because you're going to pick up that bucket of gas and throw it on that pile of newspapers.
You murderous swine.
Shut up. Pick up that bucket of gasoline. Pick it up.
Thus, Steve Wilson is faced with a deadly dilemma. In a moment, we'll come to the exciting climax of tonight's story, brought to you by Lifebuoy Health Soap. I'm going to say something you may find startling. But doctors have proved it. Lifebuoy, with its purifying ingredient, gets skin cleaner. Stops B.O. as no other leading soap can. Yes, after comparing the effects of daily baths with different soaps, these doctors made this amazing statement. Actually, you're cleaner, safer from B.O. when you bathe daily with Lifebuoy than when you bathe with any other leading soap. It's Lifebuoy's purifying ingredient that makes the difference. And remember, this purifying ingredient actually makes Lifebuoy milder, safe even for a baby's tender skin. So bathe with Lifebuoy every day. Ask for Lifebuoy in the big new bath size. It's generous, luxurious. Get the new bath size Lifebuoy. Now back to Big Town and Steve Wilson as he faces a desperate killer in tonight's racket expose, headline Nightmare House.
Pick up that bucket of gasoline, Wilson. I told you, pick it up.
Wait a minute, Parker. Think it over before you go through with setting fire to this house.
What have I got to think over?
You haven't killed Harry, my hack driver.
How do you know?
I just saw him move and groan.
So what? I had to nail Kane with this gun. I'm primed for the chair. No matter what I do from now on.
You might get away with life. You got a self-defense plea because Kane tried to hit you with a coal shovel.
I'm not going back to the pen for life. I'm getting clean away. Pick up that bucket of gas.
All right, Parker. But won't it give you nightmares for the rest of your life to know that you burned two girls to death locked in that closet over there, helpless? And a third person is yet unborn.
Shut up. They got themselves to blame. Shut up. Throw the gas on that pile of newspapers.
All right, I guess there's no use arguing with a madman.
Shut up and throw that gas.
Very well. Here it comes.
On you! Why, you dirty... Stop firing that gun, fool. You're drenched with gasoline.
Don't fire that gun again. The powder flash will turn you into a torch. Drop the gun. Drop it, or I'll have to break your arm. Drop it.
Good. And now just to make you wait for the
police.
All right, you swine. Stay there.
Steve.
Just a minute, Farrell. I'll get the door unbolted. Get you out of here.
Gee, we could hear it all. Wow, I thought we were really done.
So did I, until Parker made me pick up that bucket of gas. How's Mrs. Barton?
She fainted when Parker shoved her in here, but I think she's all right. Help me to get her up, Steve.
Poor girl. What a time to have something like this happen to her.
Bill. Oh, Bill. She's coming out of it, Steve.
Yeah, she'll be all right in a few minutes.
Oh, Bill. Our baby. Our home. Our baby.
All right, Mrs. Barton. Your home and your baby are safe.
Yes, Mrs. Barton. There won't be any more trouble. We'll take you upstairs in a moment, and you can phone your husband. Everything's settled.
Settled?
Yes. Parker's gun has arranged that Honeymoon Hill will be under new management. And we'll see that you and your neighbors get to live in a place that is just that. In more than name only.
Boy. Harry.
Miss Kilmer.
Oh, thank heavens you're all right, too. How's your head?
Head. You mean this throbbing noggin I got between my ears?
Yes. How are you, Harry?
Swell elegant, boss, I think. Except it looks like I missed an awful lot of excitement.
Yes, Harry. But it's the kind of excitement we can all afford to miss.
And so ended, happily for the homeowners of Honeymoon Hill, with the death of Cain, the arrest and conviction of Parker, and a new era under new management, another exciting adventure in the newspaper career of Steve Wilson and Lorelei of the Big Town Illustrated Press.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Steve Wilson. You'll hear about next week's Big Town story in just a moment. Now, here is Hugh James with a brief but important message for every one of you.
Doctors have proved it. Lifebuoy, with its purifying ingredient, gets skin cleaner. Stops B.O. as no other leading soap can. Yes, you're cleaner, safer from B.O. when you bathe daily with Lifebuoy than when you bathe with any other leading soap. Ask for Lifebuoy Health Soap. Next week, the makers of Lifebuoy bring you a hard-hitting story of juvenile delinquency leading to gunplay and murder. And headline, A Date with Death. Another exciting assignment in the newspaper career of fighting Steve Wilson of Big Town. Don't miss it. In tonight's dramatization, all names, times, and places are fictional. And any similarity to other names and places is purely coincidental. Big Town features Edward Pauley as Steve Wilson, Fran Carlin as Lorelei Kilborn, and was written and produced by Jerry McGill. Next Tuesday night, same time, same station, you'll hear the newsboy calling.
Newsboy, he's all about it. The story of Steve Wilson and a date with death. Brought to you by Lifebuoy Health Soap. Another fine Lever product. Extra, extra.
New Rinso with sodium puts sunshine in your wash. Yes, rain or shine, new Rinso gives your wash an amazing new brilliance. You can dry your wash anywhere, and white clothes will turn out not just whiter, but whiter than new, and washable colors even brighter than brand new. It's because new Rinso contains the scientific sunlight ingredient, sodium. New Rinso is so safe for clothes, so kind to hands. Today, more women use Rinso than any other wash day soap in the world. Only new Rinso contains sodium.
Be sure to be with us next Tuesday at the same time when Lever Brothers Company will again present Big Town. This is your narrator, Hugh James, bidding you good night.
This is NBC, the national broadcasting company.